Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what's happening, everyone? We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to take on the New Jersey Devils. First of a four-game East Coast road trip as the San Jose Sharks look to get back on the winning side of things and have a quality road trip for the first time this year. As many of you know, I have been busy with the San Jose Barracuda as of late, filling in for Nick Nolenberger. So I've got a couple interviews for you today. One with Ethan Cardwell, who just had a three-game stint with the San Jose Sharks and looked like he was impressive. Obviously, the rookie of the year last year for the Barracuda, their leading goal scorer. And I thought that in his first game back last night, he looked very impressive. So I'm excited to see what he can bring in the near future. And then we're also going to talk with Thomas Bortolo, who I think, if he can regain the form that we saw at the end of the last year, that it will be up with the Sharks again, yeah, sooner rather than later. But first, let's hear from Ethan Cardwell. All right, we are now joined by Ethan Cardwell, the San Jose Barracuda. Ethan, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Hanging in there, just getting through the day and looking forward to the weekend. How about yourself?
Doing well, man. Looking forward to the weekend myself. I get to continue filling in for the great Nick Nolenberger on the calls, so I enjoy getting some hockey play-by-play in, especially as well as the teams been playing overall. I know the weekend set in which you were busy with the Sharks, the finishes in Iowa were not the expected outcome after the team had been riding on a five-game win streak. But, you know, I guess getting back into the lineup for you, trying to help the team get back onto the winning way of things, how has the transition back into the practice sessions and with the team been for you?
Yeah, it's been good. Pretty seamless. Obviously, very comfortable environment for myself. And just getting back there, talking with the coaches, just kind of creating a game plan for this weekend. And I know we're all excited. Obviously, not the weekend the guys kind of wanted. But that's going to happen throughout a 72-game season. So you got to be prepared for that and just ready to bounce back strong this weekend. And I feel like we're primed and ready for that.
Was it hard for you at all to be a part of the Barracuda and a really hot start to the season and then get that call up to the NHL? And obviously, dude, that's the show. That's what everybody does from day one. They want to get to that level. But at the same time, I imagine there's probably feeling like, that you wanted to be there to help that squad as well. But obviously you were getting a great opportunity with the Sharks.
Yeah. I feel like nobody's going to turn down the NHL, but if I could have done both, that would have been ideal. Obviously, want to see the Barracuda and our team go a long way this year, but personally also want to play at that level and establish myself there for the future, right? So, obviously sitting at home, I was keeping up with the games, even on our game days with the Sharks, and so definitely want to help out the guys, but last weekend was last weekend, and we're just looking forward to hopefully bouncing back here tomorrow.
What has been the message from the coaching staff for the team to bounce back from a two-game losing streak after the five-game win streak?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is just kind of the vibe around the arena. I think it's a lot more relaxed and calm than it would have been maybe last year and in years previous. I think we got a good group here where maybe you can find yourself hitting the panic button after losing two and stuff like that. But I think we know the type of team we have in that room, and we know what we're capable of. So we just got to go out there and play to our abilities now.
Last year, obviously, you had a very good season and took great strides in your game. How good did you feel starting off this season? And did you feel like you were in a prime position kind of to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, I think last year was a huge building block for myself and my career, just getting that first year pro under my belt, learning a lot, learning about living as a pro and traveling and the game schedule and playing against men and all that goes along with it. So I think last year, learning all that, taking it all in was big for me. And then, yeah, to find success on the ice was nice too, and be able to build up some confidence for this year.
How has it been just to watch the team just overall be what feels like playing at a much higher level than a year ago? Obviously, there's a lot of games to go, but it just, the talent level that's on the squad right now across the board, it just feels like there's more resources. obviously last year, two veteran guys and Bailey and Carpy, they get called up to the Sharks for a large amount of the season, which kind of took away from the veteran experience that you guys would have otherwise had and, you know, had provided help out there on the ice. It just, you know, from my perspective, it just feels like the roster is just much more balanced and much more in place right now.
Yeah, and it's a deep roster. We got skill up and down the board, like you said, and yeah, tons of talent. So I think for us, it's about showing up with a worker's mindset, going in there, playing hard, playing in the tough areas. And I think our skill will show from there. Tremendous talent from first line to the press box. I mean, so if we can go and work off every night, I think we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win a lot of hockey games.
What did you learn about your own game at the NHL level?
I definitely learned a lot. I think I learned to be confident in myself. I don't think there's any reason why I can't play at that level. So for me, it was kind of a realization of knowing that, you know what, I'm good enough to be there, and kind of playing with the confidence of, yeah, you know what, you can make plays. There's no reason to just throw pucks. There's no reason to not be in the right spots. You know, you're processing this game. You're quick enough, big enough, strong enough to do these things. So just building off that and then carrying that down here to the American League and just trying to build off that experience and play the exact same way I did there and play a hard-nosed game down here and then let my skill show when the time comes.
You know, before your debut, you had a lot of your teammates from the CUDA up there to support you at the rink. Was that a pretty cool moment for you?
Yeah, that was pretty special. I knew some of them were going to come out to the game and watch, but I didn't know if they'd be there for warm-ups and whatnot, and then especially down there on the glass. So taking my first turn, I think I missed them, and then my second lap around, I was like, there's the boys. So it was nice knowing that they were there, and very cool to feel their support, and from the guys who weren't there, received texts from all of them too. So pretty special, and just goes to show how much of a good group we have.
No, for sure, man. I got that vibe being out on the road with everybody last weekend. Just everybody was in a good mood, it was just a good vibe, like a good crew of guys. You could definitely feel that. And, you know, another thing that I noticed about your play in the NHL is you didn't have any, there was no wide eyed. There was no, you know, like, wow, look at this. Like for you, watching you do your things in warmups and seeing everything, it was just, it looked like it was very much in stride for you. It was not a moment that was too big for you in the slightest.
Yeah, I think a lot of that goes back to good groups of guys we're talking about. And I think being at Sharks camp so long this year, playing the whole preseason with the team, building a lot of relationships over the past couple of years, and then especially this year at camp, just being so comfortable with the group itself. I'm not worried to not be myself, kind of in a shell and stuff like that. You know, I can go up there even on a call up and act like myself, not be shy and be able to chat with the guys and lean on the older guys up there too, and just kind of shoot them a little bit. That makes me feel comfortable. So I think that was a big part of why I felt so comfortable. And then to go along with that, playing four or five preseason games this year, definitely helped. And playing at home is always nice too. You got the home crowd support and you're playing in a building you're very comfortable in. Maybe there would have been a little bit more wide eyes had it been at Madison Square Garden or something like that. But I'm super glad that it was at the Tank.
And just how has it been for you making the move from Ontario to San Jose? Obviously, the winters here are a little bit more mild, but it's the Bay Area is different. There's not many places like it in the world. So has it been fun for you?
Yeah, I love the Bay Area. Second full year here now, and been coming here for like 4 years now for camps and such like that. So for me, it's a lot of great people in this area. A lot of good connections I've built with people from the area. And then, yeah, you can't deny the weather. It's stunning. I mean, looking out the window right now, it's sunny. It's hard not to be outside at all times, but right, got to try to preserve some energy where we can. But yeah, there's so much to do. Beautiful areas, beautiful mountains. And then obviously being so close to places like Santa Cruz and the peninsula, and then San Francisco as well. The opportunities are endless here. So I like to get out on the golf course as much as I can too, when the energy's there. But I love it here, and looking forward to hopefully being here for a long time.
Nice, man. And do you have any spots where you go and get your burritos or your sushi, or have you figured out your Bay Area go-tos yet?
La Villa sandwich shop there in Willow Glen, hot spot for the boys. We love going there and getting the Chris combos. So that's a hit for us. And then I like going to Pizza Antica on Santa Row here. I live right by the row, so to go down there and grab lunch or dinner is always always nice to get out of the house and enjoy some good food there.
Nice, man. Well, I will let you go. I will see you at TechCU Arena tomorrow, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Again, that is Ethan Cardwell, fresh off his three-game stint with the San Jose Sharks. And then I chatted with Thomas Bordalo. All right, we're now joined by Thomas Bordalo ahead of this weekend set against Colorado. Bords, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. Just getting stoked for this weekend. And I was obviously stoked for you as you were able to get back from injury that held you out in the early parts of the season and training camp. Just tell me, man, how frustrating was that for you to have to deal with an injury?
Yeah, really frustrating. It was definitely hard, but you know, stuff happens, and you know, it could have been worse. I could have had nothing, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just another test, and you know, just another a bit more adversity, and you know, nothing I can't bounce back from.
Yeah, no, because I was like thinking off the top of my head, and I was like, I couldn't really think of anything, you know, major that you'd had to deal with recently. You know, is every injury is different, but were you just kind of like, all right, like I'll bounce back from this, we'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was tough because it was at a really tough moment. Like it was literally the last day of practice, and it was the first day of the preseason games. It's just sorry, and then it was the first day of the preseason games, and I was on the squad that wasn't playing, and we were practiced that morning, like a real practice. Mm-hmm. That practice that I got injured, so it was just tough to knowing that I wouldn't be able to have a preseason game in or anything. So yeah, I mean, these last couple of games have been good. It's kind of been my preseason a little bit, not really, because I'm jumping right into things, but. And I want to help the team win because now it's important. But yeah, it's kind of just been, I didn't have a training camp. So yeah.
But you look good though. I mean, you jumped right in. It looked like, yeah, you know, like you were finding your stride. You know, that's like you said, there's no preseason for you. Kind of jump right into it. But do you feel pretty good about your game right now?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think just a little bit of timing. And obviously, I would like to, you know, get my scoring touch back quick. And, but you know, the chances are there, and I feel good on the ice. I feel like as good of in shape as I've ever felt, if not better. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just going up too. So yeah, I'm feeling good. And you know, we did thanks to all the guys with the Sharks and who we did my rehab with, and you know, we were really on top of things, like you know, during camp and after my injury. So it helped me to be back stronger. Yeah.
No, that's good, man. That's the point. You always want to bounce back and be able to get rolling. Was there anything that you saw beyond, like you said, scoring touch? Like, was your conditioning where you hoped it would be getting right out there, or did you feel it, especially in that first game?
First game, I like my legs were heavy in the first period, but again, I did so much leading up to that now it wasn't an issue at all. I think the biggest test was maybe the first team practice, like the first actual like hour and a half practice. Am I going to be a bit more tired the next day? Yeah, but there's nothing I couldn't handle.
Yeah. And then, you know, for the team going through that two-game weekend set in Iowa, the first game they score a goal 15 seconds in, and it's just kind of like, oh, that's not the way you want to start off a game. And then in the second game, you guys got down 2-0, but then it seemed like you guys had a great push to get back into it. And then completely against the run of play, they got a goal that made it 3-0 before you guys could start fighting your way back into it. You know, is it stuff that you guys just want to wipe from your memory, or is there a learning? Did you have to take some lessons from those two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a wake-up call. To be honest with you, I think I'm going to say it's you got to wipe it from your memory, because everything you just said, I remember the early goal, but then after that, I don't remember what happened in a way, you know, like we just lost. That's it. Like, it was just how it is. And we got to find a way to win and put ourselves in a position to win. And, you know, when you're down quick, it's hard, but you know, I think that, you know, as long as there's time left on the clock, we're going to keep fighting. So it's just, we can't start fighting too late. So that's kind of just the message, and we just got to be more consistent. And I think that the wake up call was good.
I know that in talking with Potts and Jimmy, they both talked about wanting to tighten up the D zone heading into this weekend's set. It's obviously it's like one of those things like you can see it and tightening it up is the goal. But like, how does that take place for you guys? Like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's just, tightening up is just playing more connected, honestly, and it's just communicating more. And I think, we got to tighten up our D zone, but also we got to tighten up the forecheck, which is all with like how connected we are. We could be the fastest players in the league and be everywhere in the D zone, everywhere in the forecheck. But if you're not five connected, it won't work. So I think that's the biggest thing that we've been pretty good at it, but we got to get better at it, being connected in the D zone and, all around the ice and, just kind of create more plays and really kind of possess the puck more and have shifts in the O zone and, just kind of build some momentum from little things.
How has the vibe been at practice all week?
I mean, it's been good again. Like obviously we don't want to lose and, you're not trying to lose, but you come to work and trying to get better, and we're all really, really good friends in this locker room, so it makes the vibes good. And the staff is also amazing, always smiling and always there for us. So yeah, I mean the vibes were good because we got sun still came up, and we got another game coming up, and we got to get ready for.
I think the hardest thing is with the scheduling, you don't have a midweek game. So you just kind of got to sit on it. Do you think that just makes you guys all want to come out, buzzing in that first period on Saturday?
For sure, for sure. I think it also just gives you more time exactly to re really reset, really wipe it from your memory and start from the ground up. You get like a lot of days of practice. You get a good work day, you get to feel the puck more, and you get to really prepare yourself for the weekend.
How do
So
you
it's
use practice, at this point of your career? Because you've got a very high skill set, man. Like that's very obvious watching your game. You clearly have put in the work younger and earlier, and obviously, with your genetics and your background, your skills were probably hammered into your game at a young age. So, like, how do you maximize practice at this point of your career?
Yeah, personally, it's just about habits. I just want, to be doing everything with an intention, trying to, I can, obviously I did put the work in every day and I'm pretty skilled player, but I don't think I'm even nearly as skilled as I want to be yet. And so a lot to do with that. I still want to get faster, so I'm focusing a lot on that. I still want to get better at protecting the puck and cutbacks and just being a quick player. So every practice day is just another day for me to be able to practice that, and really, being able to feel comfortable doing it every day and just bringing it into the game and being consistent with it. So it's just part of my game consistently. So, yeah, it's really important, obviously.
And what are your goals for the season?
Honestly, right now my goals are to go on weekend by weekend. I never really put myself in a position that I got a full season goal or whatever. I think it's thinking too far ahead. Personally, my goal right now is just playing my best hockey that I've played since 6 months ago. Then when we finished the season with the Sharks, I want to get back to feeling like I'm doing that on the ice, and provide offense to and help this team win with the CUDA. And then obviously I want to make it back with the Sharks and make an impact for them, and again create some offense and bring the type of energy and speed and skill that I brought at the end of last year for that little stretch there. So yeah.
Nice. Well, I will let you go, man, because I know you've got stuff to do, but I will see you at TechCU Arena tomorrow, all right?
Appreciate it, man. I'll see you there.
Again, that was Thomas Bortolo of the San Jose Sharks and Barracuda, and we are just about out of time as we have got to get ready for a game. 4 o'clock go time, 3:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network as San Jose takes on New Jersey looking for their first East Coast win of the year and second road win of the year. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.
Here's Granlund back in with Celebrini. Celebrini gets the drift to the left, shoots one, score! Oh, Macklin Celebrini's got that rocket of a shot. The first thing he did was he made a great move to the middle of the ice, but what a wrister! It beats Fleury, 3:52 left, and that makes the score.